Cynthia Tavias believes every child can succeed in school if we understand the way they learn. Here's a Faith Radio highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Tavias is an educator, researcher, best-selling author, and frequent speaker on the topics of learning styles, strong-willed children, motivation, and persuasion. She spoke to how a listening mom could equip her son to master absorbing information more quickly, and how the parents among us can go about building the right environment for their kids to learn to the best of their ability.
Yeah, this is a great time to kind of get a handle on that. And it sounds like, he could, because of the slow processing, it could be just because he is, number one, maybe more auditory as far as needing to deal with words piece by piece. And he also may be much more abstract. I know my husband is a very slow at processing, but he's incredible intellect and incredible, so many incredible strengths. And so what you can do is practice with him, even in short pieces, saying, let's just practice doing something quickly and something that you might have to do in a classroom. Or if you have a time test, for example, my child with timed math tests, one of my boys, he could never get them on time because all he heard was the tick, 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 ding of the clock, and the pressure was so much that he couldn't get his thoughts out fast enough. So the teacher and I helped him figure out how to compete against yourself, and instead of being timed with everybody else, you time yourself at the beginning and record your time at the end, and then you try to keep beating your own best time so that you don't feel quite as much pressure from others. There are some other ideas and suggestions in the way they learn and that every child can succeed that can help you kind of walk through that with him. Well, depending on the age of your child, even as early as second or third grade, you can talk to them about it. What do you think is going to help you focus at home to do your homework? Where do you want to be? Do you want to have anybody around you? So that you get them thinking about, and if they go, I don't know. Well, would you like a couple suggestions? How about we experiment a little and get them thinking about, well, what is it that you really need? I just don't feel like doing homework. Okay, I understand that. Don't blame you there. But when it has to get done, what's going to help you the most to just get it over with? For example, for me as a kid, and certainly for my more global, big picture kid, Rob, I was always the kind that I didn't want to do homework if somebody else was having a better time than me, right? I would be easily distracted. But if my mom and dad sat down at the same time I was doing homework and they did their work, either balancing a checkbook or reading a book or doing something, then I was okay. As long as everybody was suffering equally, as a kid, I could get the homework done. But now my analytic son, he's just the opposite. He doesn't want anybody around him, and he doesn't want to be among everybody else. He wants so you just you ask, you talk to your child and say, I notice it's taken you a while and you're really frustrated about the homework, and I don't blame you. I know it's frustrating to do it. What do you think is going to help? Let's figure out. Let's try a couple things and see what happens, and just prove it works.